Hello and welcome to the IRPP's interview with the author series. My guest today is Kareem H. Kareem. Professor Kareem is the director of Carleton University's School of Journalism and Communication. He's an expert in social integration in Muslim societies. Welcome.
Thank you.
In your IRPP study, Changing Perceptions of Islamic Authority Among Muslims in Canada, the United States, and the United Kingdom, you examine the way in which Western Muslims understand Islamic authority. In order to do this, you organized focus group discussions with lay Muslims in Ottawa, Britain, and Washington, D.C. Can you tell us a little bit about your findings?
Yes. There's three areas where I was able to identify particular issues. First one was what I call imported imams. Muslims have many concerns about leaders who do not understand the social context of Western societies. Secondly, they would like their leadership to be involved in practical matters in day-to-day life. And thirdly, they are also very, very keen to carry out critical understanding or critical engagement with Islamic sources, scripture and other books and other materials that has not been done in the past.
How has the regard that the Western Muslims that you spoke with, how has their regard for imams and other religious authorities changed in your view?
I think what has happened for a lot of people who have grown up in majority Muslim societies is that due to a number of factors like increased education, the growth of communications technology with people being able to discuss matters of theology and Islamic propriety and the problems of settling down as Muslims in Western societies, what has happened is that people have begun to question the judgments and even the knowledge of imams and of other religious leaders. So all this has really led to a change in the kind of criteria they apply to people whom they would consider to have authority among them.
What are some of the challenges they have identified in terms of dealing with traditional imams?
Well, one of the major problems cited is the lack of cultural understanding as to how do Western societies operate, what sort of social mores, what sort of challenges that are involved in raising children, how do people interact with a larger society. They really are quite concerned that some of the people who are brought over from places like Egypt or Syria have very little understanding of the cultural context in Western societies, and they're really looking for people who have an appreciation of what Muslims face. And not even, this is not to say that Muslims don't want to integrate with Western societies. They do want to, but they also want to be Muslim at the same time, and they do not find that understanding from the leadership from whom they seek guidance.
And what role would they like their religious leaders to play in terms of steering Muslim youth in a particular direction and veering youth away from extremism, as you wrote about in your paper?
Mm-hmm. They're looking for insights in terms of the challenges that Muslim youth face. But this is not only Muslim youth, this may be other people as well, older people, but specifically with Muslim youth, I think the issues of identity, the issues of sort of balancing their lives in the larger society and being good Muslims, many of these things are not fully understood. For example, some people talked about the value of music and using music, even rap, to try and engage with their environment and to culturally find a place within Western societies. This is the kind of sensitivity and insight that they're looking from their leadership, not something that will basically say that, as some very orthodox imams and religious leaders would say that music is forbidden in Islam. You know, there are some people who say that, and this is something that just doesn't work with the youth and with other people.
What surprised you most in speaking with Canadian, American, and British Muslims, and were there discrepancies in the group?
What I found interestingly in the focus groups, by the way, I also did in, among the Canadian focus groups, there was also one in Montreal.
Oh, okay.
What I did find was the actual similarities. It was almost like having one conversation in six different locations in the three countries. Of course, there were some differences. The British, I think the British experience is marked by a certain reclusiveness from mainstream society, although most of the people I met with were fairly well integrated, but I could see some tendencies of distance, less so in Canada and in the United States. But by and large, there was this, you know, continuation, what I call a translocal kind of connection between these three countries in the various cities that I went. In terms of what really surprised me the most was the willingness among certain members of the focus groups to challenge not only the religious leadership, but also scripture, to do a critical reading of scripture and to even challenge its authority, to look at Sharia law and fiqh, which is another aspect of Muslim law, and to think about these things critically in terms of their current context and their validity. So, and the very fact that others did not strongly challenge the people who were speaking out also indicated to me that the rest of the people were also thinking in similar terms.
Mm. As you've mentioned, Muslims in the West are reevaluating the status of their religious leaders and even the scriptural texts of Islam. Mm-hmm. What do you think policymakers should draw from your findings?
Well, first of all, I think it is very important to realize that Muslims want to be both good citizens of the various countries in the West that they're living in, as well as good Muslims. The two things are not separate for them. As with the people of other faiths, Muslims find their civic ethics being connected to their religious faith. And this is something that policymakers and other people who work with Muslims should realize. Now, there are other things that I've proposed as recommendations in the paper. For example, promoting better understanding of Muslims in public institutions, among the media, and so on. This is very, very important. It is important to realize the diversity of Muslims, the different conversations that are going on. I hope that this paper will shed some light on the level of critical discussion that is going on. It's just not a black and white issue. It's not moderates versus fundamentalists or things like that, which you usually find in public descriptions of Muslims. The soul searching which is going on, which is much more engaged. Secondly, I would suggest that the issue of Islamophobia be addressed, because it really is a problem. Even though my particular project was not about this issue, a lot of people did mention it. And what it does is it reduces the level of integration into Canadian, American, and British society. People become very anxious, fearful, and they circle the wagons. They close in rather than wanting to integrate. One of the other recommendations I make is for promoting those organizations and programs which cut across various groups, various communities, religious organizations, and so on, to create an intercommunal interaction so that people feel at ease working within society across groups and across various organizations. And finally, that when inquiries are carried out, when boards are formed, when policy is being made, it is important to draw on the expertise among Muslims, because they, of course, have a good understanding of what is happening at the ground level in the communities, in their organizations, and they will be able to bring a level of insight and understanding which may not otherwise be available. Of course, one needs to be careful also of people who claim to represent all Muslims. I think this is a mistake that is often made. The diversity of the communities, the Muslim communities, and I say that in plural, is very important to recognize that there is no one organization that represents all Muslims in Quebec or in Ontario or across Canada. And this diversity needs to be recognized. There will be people who will claim to be part of a congress which is Islamic or Muslim. One should not be carried away by that name. And it is very important that there be a variety of voices represented in these kinds of discussions.
Karim H. Karim is the author of the IRPP study, Changing Perceptions of Islamic Authority Among Muslims in Canada, the United States, and the United Kingdom. He is the director of Carleton University School of Journalism and Communication, and he is an expert in social integration in Muslim societies. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.